In studio with us now is Lutetia Merrill. She is with 360 Touch Advertising, which is a firm that is helping people combine the benefits of broadcast advertising over television with the specificity that can come with digital advertising. Lutetia, welcome to Mountain Money.
Thank you for having me, Renee and Doug.
So tell our audience what your company is doing and what is the vision of being able to combine broadcast with digital advertising?
Absolutely. So 360 Touch is a full-service advertising agency, and so with that we do all the traditional means like radio and television, Google, all of those different means. But there's a new tool out there that people are really heading towards, and especially the younger demographics. There's so many people that are doing what they call cut the cord, and they are basically not getting their traditional TV from like Comcast or Dish or Direct. They're doing what's called cutting the cord, and they're getting their programming through a Roku device, an Apple TV, something like that, and they're basically pulling off the app or even their smart TV, and they basically go to the app section and they're getting programming from these big networks like NBC, ABC, Showtime, HBO, those people, and they're deciding, I want to get content that I actually want versus what these cable deliverers are forcing on me. I don't need 200 channels. I like boom, boom, and boom.
But you can still get your network television through a Roku or through, you can cut the cord and still be able to watch ABC, CBS, Fox, NBC.
Absolutely. The great thing about it, though, is you can go in and actually get the programming you want to watch. And so for some of those larger elements like HBO and Showtime, these people in the past, you paid $10.99 or you paid a lot of money, $100, $200 a month, to be a Dish, DirecTV, or Comcast subscriber. And so you're paying for programming that you don't necessarily want.
Right.
This way, you go through your TV, through, again, these devices like Roku, Chromecast, and your smart TV, and you subscribe to the information, the shows that you actually want to watch.
So that's the good news.
The good news is
you get to watch what you want. And I was an early cord cutter. People that know that I'm frugal, that doesn't surprise them at all. But the bad news is the advertisers have figured this out. And now there's much more advertising on these streaming services than ever before. And that's where your company comes in.
Absolutely.
So how do you target the ads so the advertisers get to the people that they want, but hopefully the people are seeing ads that are relevant to them?
Correct. So basically with the advertising, first off, these programs have to be paid for. HBO can't just create great programming because they're nice people. They have to make money. So they get it from you from a subscription, but then they also sell advertising to help fund these programs. So what happens in our world is you can actually go in and target even an address. So I could say, I know where you live, which I don't, but I could put together a pool of addresses and buy these certain addresses and really combine it with, say, a direct mail piece. Or I can say, you know what, I want to buy 84098, or I want to buy Summit County. So you can do all these different means of targeting down to an address or as wide as the state of Utah or the country for that matter. So you can really target specifically who you want. And where it gets a little bit goofy is we don't quite know who's watching the device yet, other than by the actual programming. Chances of my 11-year-old daughter watching CNN, probably not very likely. In the same sense, you're probably not watching what she's watching. So we can kind of target in some of those ways. But for some of those mainstream shows, my daughter watches Grey's Anatomy. Renee, you could be watching that, or my 11-year-old daughter. We don't really know yet, but I think in the next couple of years, you're going to see some of these devices very similar to Netflix, where they say who's watching, and then they start to profile you. That's not quite there yet, but it is coming.
And there is a way a consumer can opt out of being geo-targeted.
Yes, so that's a different side. So there's OTTC TV, and so that's just I'm using the device and I'm going to get advertising. We're also doing something else, which is geo-targeting advertising through your mobile device, like web banners. So we have the tool to, and it's a little bit creepy, it's kind of Big Brother-ish, but let's say you walk into an actual business, I can basically geo-target that business and follow you with advertising.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really, really cool from a business side because you can target your competitors. For example, you have the home show coming up this weekend. I have a client that we're going to basically geo-target the Mountain America Expo Center, and we're going to follow these people for about the next month with ads that say, hey, here's your $39 special for blank.
Wow. I have a friend who was shopping at Kimball Junction and noticed banner ads popping up on her cell phone from some businesses out at Kimball Junction. And that was this aha moment of, you know, I'm turning off my location services because I don't want the business to know where I am. Now, in some ways, it's nice for business, right? Give
Absolutely.
Us examples of when a business would want to, what kind of business would want to specifically target versus another business that might be more interested in broadcasting and putting that ad on network TV or putting that ad on radio or putting that ad on a billboard.
Part of it is what kind of type of targeting are you doing? Are you looking for the shotgun effect of I just need to reach everyone, or are you specifically going after a very specific group? For example, I have a car dealer, and we are actually starting a geofencing campaign where we're going to go to each one of their competitors, and we know our competitive advantages over this other person, and we're going to talk about our advantages, like, did they require too much down? Did they not have a great selection? Did they not have the car you wanted? Was the financing off? So we're creating six different ads to target our competitors. And then on the back end, I can actually geo-target my business as well. And I will be able to see not only the first step of I targeted these people and I shot them a banner ad and who clicked, I can also then see who came to my car dealership. It is amazing.
Yeah, it's definitely a brave new world. And I personally, like when I go to Kimball Junction, I don't mind if I'm going to see an ad anyways, because that's how it's going to pay for the things that I like to watch. I'd rather it be, I'm going to Kimball Junction, it's lunchtime, and somebody wants to offer me a lunch deal. I'd rather see that ad than a new car, which I've never bought, and I'm 54 years old. So
it's relevant.
Being able to target it, I'd rather have that. But there is a large segment of the population that is uncomfortable with this. If they choose to opt out, is there a way for them to do that?
So two sides on your cell phone, and what we're talking about right now is really cell phone driven. So you need to go into your location services and simply turn it off. But then you also need to be careful as you go in and do something like directions. It's going to ask you, we'd like to turn on location services so we know where you're at. So you can turn that on or off by app. But by doing that, it figures out where you are and it will continue to follow you. So you just have to decide what services you want versus what you don't want. And there's a give and take to that.
So what kind of clients are you seeing who want this kind of ability? You mentioned a car dealer. You mentioned somebody at a home show.
So I have a car dealer. I have a heating and air company. Restaurants do it all the time. You mentioned like lunch. We can then say, you know what, you're in the Kimball Junction area, and I want to deliver ads for the local restaurants. It really is relevant for almost anybody out there.
And you know who's using it, right? Who comes in the store and takes advantage of the lunch deal. But do you have a way, like what's the affidavit for the business or for you, the agency, to know we delivered on this? X number of people saw this and you paid X amount for X number of people to see this and it worked.
So the transparency is amazing. So first off, in those analytics, you're going to see number of impressions delivered. Then you're going to see actual clicks. Who clicked on the banner and it either went to get the coupon or went to your website, whatever it was. But then on the back end, I can also tell who actually went to that client business. And it's pretty incredible. I'm working with a call center down in Salt Lake, and we're targeting two groups of people. One, we offer really flexible schedules for the job. And so we've got one set of ads that say, are you a college student? We offer tuition reimbursement and flexible hours. Same type of thing. We're targeting their competitors for, let us pay you for your experience. But on the back end of that, their clicks to their website are actually really low, but nobody accidentally goes to this new call center. So I'm able to show straight up how many people either went in there for an interview or are actually working there. And it's incredible. Clients are seeing their costs going drastically down because they're directly targeting the people they want.
Our guest this morning has been Lutetia Merrill with 360 Touch Advertising. Lutetia, thank you for joining us. And quickly, if a business is listening to this and they want to get a hold of you, how do they do that?
You can call me at the office. It's 435-655-0360 or at my website, 360-touch.com.
All right. In Mountain Money, we'll return